guys, welcome back. Today pretty much I just want to talk to you guys about the importance of being focused on your dreams and your ambitions, and mostly if you're a young adult or someone who is in their life and still trying to figure out what their passions are, what their dreams could be, or whatever it might be. You're still in that stage where you're dreaming big and you're trying to achieve things. I think one of the key things that most people neglect is how lonely the journey would be, and how lonely the journey has to be almost. And I think one of the things that kind of struck that home for me as an individual was a quote by Muhammad Ali, actually. And when he was asked what his source of success was it practicing, was it training, was it practicing his jabs or whatever, his answer was pretty simple and it kind of blew me away. And he said it was the ability to avoid clubbing, pointless socializing, and being able to get into bed by 9 p.m. while everybody else is doing their thing is one of the key factors for his success. And that blew my mind, because I expected him to kind of give a Kobe-esque answer and talk about how he drills or he trains for hours on end, which he probably does. But I think he wanted to strike home a point where it was more being an individual and living life through your own purpose almost, and not focusing on what other people are doing, and being an individual. And I think that's one of the key things that drives home success. And I think obviously being a young guy or young girl, one of the things that distracts people is a big portion of it is sex. Obviously women for guys and men for girls or women, right? So I think it's one of the key things that you have to focus on as an individual, that time that you're taking away from yourself to go party and go pointlessly socialize, or go drinking and waking up the next day and losing hours of your day, or just spending money on liquor, or spending money on eating out, or spending money on pointless things, is time and money that could be directed towards your goal, towards your ambition, towards things that you want to do, right? So I think that's one of the biggest factors that people tend to overlook when they do decide to start a business, or they do decide to pursue a career, or pursue just whatever endeavor, whatever dream that they're trying to achieve. I think people misjudge, or I would say underestimate, the amount of mental strength it takes to kind of overcome situations and overcome things that most of the time would be detrimental to your growth. And those things would be learning to be alone, but being okay with being alone. And I think that's solitude, right? I think that's where things grow from, being able to learn and mature while you're definitely in the stage where you feel like you're not moving forward, but being able to delay your gratification during those stages, right? That when you wake up on a day-to-day and you're not feeling like you're moving forward, you're not feeling like your goals are materializing, you're not feeling like you can't see any actual progress or anything pretty much in front of you that's telling you that you're moving forward, and being able to stick to that goal, being able to delay gratification, being able to tell yourself, yes, I'm not seeing anything yet in this moment yet, but something will show up in the future and materialize for me. So I think one of the biggest things is that delayed gratification, being able to just pre-plan and kind of accept that for right now your life is really gonna be tough, and for lack of a better word, I would say shit, to be honest, because it sucks, right? It sucks to watch everybody go party. It sucks to kind of watch everybody do things that you want to do. But I think that's the key, right? The key is delaying gratification and being able to keep working hard while things seem like you're not moving forward. keep working hard when everybody else looks like they're having fun. Keep working hard and keep pushing, because one day in the end, you might get a result. And that's one of the things that unfortunately sucks, right? As an entrepreneur or someone who's chasing their dreams or goals, you're not guaranteed anything. The world doesn't guarantee you anything, right? So it's one of those things where you might have to go through that, and at the end of the day, not reap anything for your hard work. But you have to be okay with that. And I think that's one of the reasons why everyone who's successful almost preaches that you should do whatever you're passionate about. And obviously people who are still not as rich or not as, I would say, successful when it comes to material things, because there's different levels of success, right? But when it says people who are billionaires, if you ask them what you should do, they would say the things you're passionate about. And if you ask millionaires, on average, they would say it doesn't really matter what you're passionate about, you just need to get to the money, which makes sense because of the different levels they are in life, obviously, and mostly financial, because as I mentioned, success comes in different forms. But ultimately, what you want to do is do something that you do enjoy doing. So if at the end of the day you get nothing from it, you're still happy you spent time doing whatever it is you're doing. So if you like music, do music. If you like, you know, just be in an industry that you enjoy capitalizing on, because at the end of the day, if it doesn't materialize, because unfortunately the world is not sunshine and rainbows, right? It's really, really grimy, and you might do all the things right and still not get the right results. That's just how life is. So at the end of the day, you should do something you enjoy to some degree, so that if you are going through this period of time where you feel like you're not socializing, or you're not whatever, you're not going out drinking or wasting, really it's kind of a waste of time, but people want to do it at their young ages, right, at their youth. But end of the day, if you go ahead and miss out on things like that, you don't end up hating yourself or hating your decisions or having any regrets, right? You want to do something that at least you're happy you did while you were in that situation. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and don't hesitate. In fact, I encourage you to go ahead and share this podcast with anybody in your network who you know needs a message like this and needs to kind of hear this, right? I definitely appreciate you for your time and spending this time with me. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day on your drive or in your living room or wherever you might be. Have a blessed one.